Kukesh, a former state lawmaker from Angoon, has been Sea Alaska board president for 14 years. The 65-year-old plans to remain on the panel, but he says a heart attack last spring means he has to cut back on his commitments.
I think I'm Superman, and I think I can do all the things I did before the heart attack, but that's just me. My family doesn't think so, and I really think that I better step back.
Kukesh also chose not to run for re-election as co-chair of the Alaska Federation of Natives last year. He also held that position for 14 years. He says board vice chairwoman Rosita Worrell would be a good replacement, but she says she has too many other commitments to succeed Kukesh.
We've got 13 members who sit on the board, and each one of them are leaders in their own right. So from my perspective, any one of them has the capacity to be the chair and continue with the leadership.
Worrell is executive director of the corporation's cultural arm, the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. The corporation's proxy statement says the board chairman or woman earns a base pay of about $65,000 a year, including health insurance. There's extra compensation for attending meetings and events. Sea Alaska Shareholders Underground, a group critical of the corporation, calculated Kukesh's 2012 compensation at about $76,000. The proxy statement also listed the CEO's pay. With benefits and bonuses, it totaled about $675,000. CEO McNeil announced his planned retirement in October after 12 years at Sea Alaska's helm. The board is accepting applications for his replacement through the end of February. It's drafted a list of qualifications and hired a San Francisco-based recruiting firm to help.
I think, as some of the board members say, somebody who walks on water.
Worrell says the new CEO must be a shareholder willing to live in Juneau, where Sea Alaska is headquartered. McNeil's been working out of an office in Bellevue, Washington.
Very definitely we want that individual to have, you know, the business acumen to run a large corporation. We want them to have, you know, that experience in the business world. And we don't exclude the nonprofit world either because, you know, some of our nonprofit organizations are probably larger.
The new CEO will take over at the corporation's June annual meeting. That's the same time the board chairman will step down. But Kukesh says he's not worried about continuity of leadership.
If I was stepping off of the board the same time he was stepping out of the CEO, I might be a little bit concerned about it, but I'm still going to be there.
He says he'll run for re-election in 2015 when his board term ends. He was first elected to Sea Alaska's governing body in 1976. Some shareholders are looking forward to the change.
I believe that new ideas will be able to come forward and many other stockholders will be included.
Juneau's Mick Beasley is among those critical of the board, as well as the corporation's direction. He's put term limit and discretionary voting resolutions before the shareholders. Both would weaken the board's powers. He's also run for the board several times and plans to do it again this year.
Reshuffling the deck at Sea Alaska from within is not going to produce growth. Sea Alaska will never rise above the self-interest of Sea Alaska directors and upper management and grow. After all, the daily wage becomes more important than the company.
Kukesh spent 16 years in the legislature, 8 in the House and 8 in the Senate. The Angoon Democrat has a law degree, was a commercial fisherman, and owned a lodge and store. He says one of the board's top actions during his tenure was to push to allow tribal members' descendants to become shareholders.
We're one of 5 corporations in Alaska that have changed that policy and opened the doors to new natives born after 1971. That's an accomplishment I'm very proud of. I'm also proud of the fact that we've taken care of our elders. We've given everybody over 65 an additional 100 shares to lessen the impact of those new natives coming into the corporation.
Sea Alaska has more than 21,000 Tlingit Haida and Tsimshian shareholders. About half live outside Alaska. With KTOO's Casey Kelly, I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.